Hello, my babies, my rugrats. How you guys doing today? I hope you are phenomenal. I'm phenomenal. Man, it was like starting to get nice. And now it's freezing again. But I guess what are you supposed to expect when it's November 6th in Northeast Ohio, right? It's very unfortunate because I am a freeze baby, you know? I hate it, but what are you going to do? Sorry if I got to clear my throat. I drink MCT oil, and it makes you kind of phlegmy. Gross word, phlegmy. I don't know. Anyway, guys, I don't know. Me and JC, we went to we're going to talk about this wedding we went to. Got some weird questions that I need answered. Some shit that I saw on Facebook and Instagram. Some fucking posts that were just, what the fuck were you thinking? The WTF posts of the days. Maybe we'll call it that. And then this sicko in Texas, man. Gotta talk about that too, you know? It's gross, but gotta talk about it. Whatever. Anyway, enjoy my boy St. John. One of his newer songs, Some Nights. So, here you go. Yo, I need my own fucking, I need a theme song for This, That, and Those. By the way, I might talk Stranger Things, but I'll talk about it at the end so that if there's any spoilers, it won't ruin it for you. So, like I said, me and JC, we went to funeral. We went to a wedding. And, weddings are weird, man. Like, the whole thing is just a little bit strange. Like, you're in the church, everybody's sitting there, there's, like, somebody that's, like, I don't know if they really are or not, but, like, they look like they're playing the piano, but sometimes they're not playing, or what is it, the organ? I don't even know what that is. I don't know. But this, like, I should probably know this stuff, but, like, I'm so not church guy that I don't know, like, any of these things that I'm going to get into, but, like, the dude that, what is it, the pastor, the dude that, like, marries you, he's talking, and, dude, he's talking forever, telling, like, his personal experiences, yada, 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 and then at one point he goes, I'd want to tell you guys about a song that one of my friends wrote for his wife at their wedding. And he goes to clear his throat, and I'm thinking, oh fuck, if this dude starts singing the song that his friend wrote, I'm going to start laughing. Thankfully, he just started talking. But he goes, it was just like this. He goes, yeah, I want to tell you guys about a song that my friend wrote for his wife at their wedding. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Please don't start singing. Oh, and this dude had to, like, stand on a step so that he was, like, level with the groom and the bride. It was very weird. And then after he says the song that his friend wrote, he goes, Yeah, when I was actually in Israel about 6 months ago, and I'm thinking, okay, and then he goes, and I was, it's so fucked up that I said, okay, and, but he goes, yeah, and it's weird to think this is where Jesus was 2,000 years ago, walking the same path that Jesus walked 2,000 years ago. Isn't it weird that Jesus was here 2,000 years ago? And like I said, I'm not a church guy. I believe in something. Okay, I believe in something. I just don't know what. And this guy saying this, like, almost pushed me further away. You know what I mean? When he said, isn't it weird that Jesus was here 2,000 years ago? Yeah, man, it is kind of weird that Jesus was here 2,000 years ago. And then he's like, he just keeps going, and he's like, oh, man, they just talk like, it's just so strange. He's like, you know what Jesus' first miracle was? Turning water to wine at a marriage. And I was like, so is Jesus alcoholic? Hey, man, where are you going with this? And it was just, I don't know, man, it was just strange. And then, like, we get to the reception. And so, I mean, it's fine, whatever, you know, people get married, that's cool. You know what the best, my favorite part about a wedding is, or any kind of church? There's always one kid in the crowd that's just not having it. That just starts crying or like, screaming. I think that's the funniest slash, like, cutest thing ever, because they just don't know. Like, it's just pure innocence, and they're just like, this is what I do all the time. Why am I supposed to be quiet? I love that. By the way, I am trying the mic again, so if the quality isn't good, apologize ahead of time. I have a new mic coming in, two new mics actually coming in, so apologize. But then, like, we get to the reception, and, okay, so this DJ is about 6'6", probably pushing 300 pounds in a medium vest. So, this man's belly is popping out of the vest, and it was like, it was very funny. And then, of course, this, I feel like my wedding is going to be so lit, because I'm not putting up with that bullshit wedding music where you know exactly what songs I'm talking about, like, celebrate good times, come on, and what else do they play? This, like, just the whitest music known to man. I'm just not putting up with it. They always play some country music that no one wants to hear besides, like, one person. And one person drags their poor boyfriend out onto the dance floor, and he's like, oh, yeah, I love this song too, honey. Meanwhile, he's like, get me out of here. Fucking, they played the Hokey Pokey. It's like, who plays the Hokey Pokey at a wedding? I'm a grown-up. I got it that there's one little kid there, but I'm a grown-up. Hey, man. Hey, man. How about you play some grown-up music? Or, how about this? How about you play anything from 2017? It's not just this wedding. I'm not just talking shit about this wedding. I'm talking, like, every wedding plays the same music. I just don't get it. I feel like my wedding is going to be so sick. It's going to be like, I'm just going to make a playlist. I'm not even going to have a DJ. Who needs a DJ? You have an aux cord and you have a telephone, and a cell phone, and you plug the aux cord into the phone and you go to Spotify, you hit shuffle, and you play the Get Turnt playlist and you turn the fuck up. And simple as that. And then Six Lack comes on and he goes, I'm waiting for my ex calling. Don't know why my ex calling. And it ruins the wedding vibe, because no one wants to hear about the ex calling at the wedding, you know? Yeah, I know his name is pronounced Black. I was just joking because it's a Chris D'Elia joke, so everybody knows I'm a Chris D'Elia dick rider. If you hear something in the background, the heater kicked on. I'm in my basement. Didn't want to go outside in the garage cast, because it's cold. So I came into my basement, but forgot how annoying this fucking heater is. So hopefully it'll kick off in a little bit. Oh yeah, the wedding. Oh yeah, the food, man. Oh, wedding food grosses me out. It really does. I don't know why. I think it's just because of, like, I've never had good wedding food. I don't think. I really don't. It's always, like, something's gross, but you eat it to be polite. You know, I'm not a fan. I think at my wedding, I think the music's gonna be the best. The food's gonna be the best. Because it's not gonna be, I don't want it to be traditional. I'll get married because, like, I get it, it's important, if whatever. If the girl I'm with, like, I know JC, for example, I know she wants to get married. So, like, if that was the path that my life takes me, I would do it for her, because I love her, and, that's what you do. You do shit for people you love. Like I said, it's not a big deal to me, but if it's a big deal to the person I'm with, then I'll do it. But I don't want it to be traditional. I want my music, and I want food that I'm gonna like, you know? I guess you have to have a wedding cake, don't you? But wouldn't it be way better if we had, like, Rice Krispie treats with M&M's in them or something? Or, like, fried chicken? No, for sure. Actually, for sure I'm having fried chicken. And if I can choose, I would have, like, Chick-fil-A. Because Chick-fil-A is basically a restaurant that is fast food. They're so good. I'm not gonna have, let's not pretend like we're, like, mixed vegetables. Who the fuck wants to eat mixed vegetables? Especially, like steamed veggies. No, man. I want mac and cheese, fried chicken, fucking Rice Krispie treats. I want everything that's not good, because we're celebrating, so let's celebrate and cheat on our diets. Can I get an amen? Amen. Yeah, anyway, the food, like I said, I don't like wedding food, so, we went from the wedding to Sheetz, and so Sheetz, if you don't know, it's a gas station that has food, and it's fairly cheap food. However, JC and I got so much food that I had to sign because it was over $25. It was like $35. I was like, she's like, yeah, you gotta sign because it's over 25. And I looked at JC and just mouth dropped. Oh, fuck. But whatever. We have fun. Like, that's another thing that's, like, so cool about JC is, like, we just chill. Like, we'll, like, a good night for us, we'll fucking get $35 worth of Sheetz and watch Netflix. We don't have to, like, go out every night or go to the bar and get wasted. We just fucking go get some Diet Dr. Pepper, like, $35 worth of mac and cheese bites, and watch fucking The Heartbreak Kid, which is hilarious, by the way. I just want you guys to know that. What else we got? Oh, yeah. I don't know if I talked about this in the last podcast, but we were watching Chris D'Elia stand up, and he has a joke about how a real person wouldn't take a bullet for somebody. And so JC goes, obviously this happens. She goes, would you take a bullet for me? And my first question was, well, how many bullets does the shooter have? And she's like, what? And I go, well, if you're, like, first on this shooter's list and he has a full clip, I'm probably not going to take the bullet because then I'm just going to die too, but you're going to die anyway. And she's like, that's not how this works. And I go, look, if he has like one or two bullets, yeah, I'll take one or two. But if he has a full clip and you're the only one he's gunning for, chances are, I mean, I don't see the point in both of us going down. Do you get, guys know what I mean right now. Girls, I don't even know if I have any girl listeners, but girls are like, what a douche. What a typical dude. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Don't want to die. I just like, yeah, I mean, if my death isn't going to make any difference, probably not. And then I said, and then she's like I noticed her face was like, she was mad. So I said, look, if he has one bullet and it's you or me, yeah, I'll take it. And she says, oh my God, you don't even love me. And I was like, why don't I love you? Because I don't want to get shot, even if you're going to get shot. And she's like, people survive gunshot wounds. And that was not the question that we had. I don't know if I talked about this or not, but guys, I would be curious to know what you would do. I know you want to, like, I'm just being honest. That's all. I know myself. That's it. I'm not going to pretend like I'm like this superhero guy because I'm not. And you're not either. The only one that, like, the only person that I know of my friends that maybe would take a bullet for his girlfriend would be Dan, because, like, he's ex-military, so he might know some kind of maneuver. I don't know. Anybody else? You're not gonna step in front of a bullet. You're gonna go, no, hey, no. That's what you're going to do. You're going to crumble under the pressure, just like I would. You know? So, don't pretend you're something you're not. Look, you're a coward behind a gun. You're a coward. I'm a coward in that situation. Now, if it was, like, no gun involved and he's, like, got a knife or something, I guess, like, I'm going to try to do something. Even though I don't want to get stabbed either, but whatever. I don't know where I was going with this. I just thought I would bring it up because I wanted to know what other people thought. Man. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Lamar Odom, like, passed out again in a... Okay, so when I saw this, I was like, how is this dude still alive? Lamar, he was in like a VIP booth and I guess he was wasted, but yeah, I don't know, man. That dude's got some serious issues. He needs help for sure. And it's kind of sad because, like, I don't know. It's just sad. I don't like seeing shit like that. Like, he's obviously, he's depressed or something, you know? And it's just like, oh, man. By the way, I'm watching Monday Night Countdown, and they just showed Brett Hundley, the quarterback for the the Packers, running or, like, walking out of the locker room, like, chewing his gum in slow motion. And he looks like a straight murderer. He looks like a demon. That's all. So this girl posted on on Facebook, like, a status. When it comes to dating, what's the largest age gap you'll go? How old is too old? And first off, his name's Olek. I don't think age should be a cutoff if your feelings for someone go beyond their words, .. unless they're under 18. Hey, you pedophile. You're going to grow up to be a pedophile. I don't think age should be a cutoff. No, for sure age, there's a certain limit where you got to say, okay, she's too young. And I don't think she could ever be too old, but she could be too young. Like, if you're into, like, 60-year-old ladies, do you, bro. If you're 60 and into 18-year-old girls, you creep. Yeah, double standard as fuck. But it's facts. I don't care. You know? You're not Hugh Hefner. So don't. You old man and you want an 18-year-old girl? Don't do it. You 18-year-old dude, you want an old lady? Go for it. The older the berry, the sweeter the juice. Man, I thought it was the black of the berry, the sweeter the juice. Yeah, well, she blacker than a motherfucker. If you got that reference, I enjoy you, and we should be friends. Then the next one. I won't even go older than 28, and I'm almost 23. LOL. I don't know why. I don't know why either. I don't care either. Okay, then the next one. I'll date a dude who's 35, but won't date a dude my age, which is 23. Obviously, some daddy issues over here. Obviously. Yeah, you got some daddy issues. You want to date an old man and you're not old? It's a little weird. I'd say if 22 max is like 28 is what I'd shoot for, cause after that it's probs. Don't know how to read it. Edit your post cause it doesn't make any sense. But this is my favorite one, the creepiest one. This dude looks like somebody that would post this comment. Okay, so picture the dude that that would post this as I read it, and I'll tell you exactly what he looks like. And if you heard that, that's somebody making noise above me, very rudely. Looking at it from the other side, I have a rule that she has to be at least 10 years older than my daughter, so they never share the same tens digit. However, calendar age, for everybody else, isn't as big a deal as the older you get. It may not be the deciding factor in a relationship. There is often a difference between how long you have been alive and how old you are in terms of life experience. So if you are considering going out with a 40-something who has life experience which makes him more 30s-like, that's its own issue. Honestly, I think you are older than you would seem just because you are a mom. That's life experience that many in their 30s don't have yet. Of course, there is an underlying thing about the only thing an older man wants from a young woman, but that would tend to come out rather quickly. In that case, all caps, run, exclamation point. I have a rule that she has to be at least 10 years older than my daughter, so they don't share the same tens digit, you fucking weirdo. Ooh, stay away from this guy. He just told this girl who's younger than me, I think she might be 22, 21, that because she is a mom, her life experience is in her 30s. Look, dude, this guy is a fucking creep. Did you guys picture what this guy looked like? He has a part in his hair, a comb over, glasses, the total dad picture. You know where, like, you see, like, under their chin and they're smiling? It's that. And he's not, like, huge or, like, look, man, just don't post that. Don't post that long of a... This dude's at least 40. And this girl's 20-something. Look, I just talked about how we didn't want input. How I got, like, hate on that for Twitter. But I wasn't being creepy. This guy's being creepy. Look, he might be like her uncle or something. Which might make it even creepier. Depending on how you look at it. I don't know, man. That was just... It just blew my mind that I saw that. And I was like, what the fuck, man? Yeah, don't post that stuff on a girl's page if you're an old man. So yesterday another shooting happened. I told you guys, man, that person that studies those guys said that after a big shooting like the Vegas one, that there's a couple more that are gonna come because they have like a weird fucking crazy group mentality, and it's so gross. So the Texas guy shot up a fucking church, man. Look, I told you I'm not church guy, but like of all the place, like, okay, shooting a place up is horrific by itself, but a church? This dude was Devin Kelly, I think they said his name was. I don't know if it's true, but they said he was a veteran of the Air Force and worked with logistics and supply. I don't know if that's true. Man, he's a 24-year-old white guy, which doesn't help the argument that everybody's going to bring up on fucking Twitter and social media about, oh, well, all shooters are white guys. That's not the issue, man. Just like I don't bring it up. I didn't bring it up about the New York City thing, about it being Muslim. I don't think I did, at least. I might have mentioned it, but I didn't put that as a factor. There's not a race issue, man. It's a fucking... There's rotten apples in the world. And, he's a terrorist. Don't even hit me with the it's a mental health issue. And look, I know everybody's gonna say, well, okay, so like it happened in Texas. So the guy that a citizen went into his house, grabbed his gun, and like gunned down the gunman. And people are saying, see, people should have guns. Citizens should have guns. Yeah, he gunned him down after he killed 26 people and wounded another 20. So, again, I'm not the guy to solve this, but how many more shootings until people want to admit that there's some type of gun problem? And it does. It's a real weird subject because I don't know the answer to it. But I feel like there should be at least a conversation, at the very least, a conversation of what to do. Because what's going on right now clearly isn't working. So you want to you change everything when it doesn't work in America, except when shootings happen. Yes, yeah, everybody puts their foot in the heel or heel in the ground and says, no, we need guns, more guns. There's more guns than there are people. Yeah, I got it. Okay, got it, bud. It's just, man, it's so gross. They said the age range of like the people that were killed and shot, whatever, were from age like 5 to 70-ish. Just so gross. You kill a kid, man, you don't belong on the earth. That's all there is. I don't know. I don't think it's not just a gun problem, you know? I think there is a mental health issue. And I'm not saying just for white people either. I'm saying anybody who goes and shoots somebody, there's something wrong in their head. You know, that's not a normal thing for anybody to do. Whether you're doing it for religion or because you're mad at somebody, there's something not clicking. Something up top isn't fully going. I know a lot of people that get depressed or mad And they're not gonna go shoot a fucking, they're not gonna shoot anybody, actually. And it's just gross. It's so gross. And I don't know. I don't even want to talk about that anymore. Now I feel like I brought the podcast down. I don't know how to bring it back, guys. Monday Night Football's about to start, and look, I know it's like halfway through the season, but I'm already over football. It's like week 8 or 9, and I'm already over it. I'm not glad. I'm over it because Ohio State just got their breaks beat in. They just lost. It was either like 45-17 or 52-17, which is so gross. It's just like, whatever. So I was thinking, how do cops handcuff a one-armed guy? I didn't have any transition to this, but how do cops handcuff a one-armed dude? Because you can't handcuff his arm to his leg. Because if he's fat fuck, he might pass out because he can't breathe. And you can't... Maybe you handcuff him to the other officer. You're not going anywhere. And if you do, I'm going with you. Or actually... No, they gotta handcuff him to something. Maybe the car. Or fucking, his belt loop. Or his belt, if he's got a belt on. Which, I mean, it would probably be, if it was just a loop, it'd be easy to break off, but that's my best guess. How the fuck do you handcuff a one-armed guy? Seriously. How do you do it? I don't know. I can't answer that either. You know? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where this podcast went. You know, I always get off topic. I'm trying to get Sternick on again, but he'll like text me at the most inconvenient times. Want to do a podcast today? Yeah, I do, but I can't. Like he texted me on Saturday. Want to do a podcast today? I'm at a wedding. I would love to, but I can't. Anyway, this fucking heater is about to kick back on. So I'm going to get out of here. Get out your hair. Get out of your hair. Yeah, man. I don't know. Go leave me those Sarah messages. I post a link on all my social media. Ask me questions you guys want answers to. That would be fucking phenomenal. I ask you guys all the time. So go do that. You know, I hope you guys have a great day today, whatever day you listen to this. I hope you're having a great fucking day, you know. I love all my Rugrats, and until next time, y'all, peace.